You know, in the ancient times, as I mentioned before, we as people, as human beings, created from star stuff, created from stars that burned out billions of years ago, we have been searching for meaning in our lives. We're always looking for a way to deal with the ups and downs of our lives. And we've been doing it ever since we could do it. Ever since we can walk and think about stuff, we've been doing that. And the way we try to do that is by gaining control of our lives. We want to have control of stuff. We want to know that if I do this, that will happen. A lot of our control may be not what we think it is. I mean, for example, when you were a kid, you used to think, mom says that if I take out my little tooth and put it under my pillow, the magical tooth fairy will change it into a quarter or a dollar. I guess today, the tooth fairy has to be paying out maybe $10 a hit. I'm not sure what tooth fairies are paying out these days because there's always inflation, right? But anyway, you know, we thought, well, I control that because I put the tooth under the pillow. Whammo! There it is. I'm the controller of my destiny. I control even the tooth fairy to give me the money. So there's always this magical, mystical, or, you know, kind of wishy-washy kind of belief system which says we're in control. Where does that all come from? And, obviously comes from our wanting to survive and do better, to have more of that heavenly stuff and less of the helly stuff in our lives, to not pounced on by the ooga booga around the corner, to not have crime committed against us, you know, the good things, so to speak. We want control. We want to be able to control what happens and when it happens, and we want to be the one to say, I determine when something happens and when it doesn't happen. Where does that come from? And that obviously has a bearing on the way our whole idea of science got created in the first place. Think about this for a moment. I'm getting to heaven and hell, so just bear with me a little bit because you need to see some of this underlying stuff first, and then this will make more sense. Think about this for a moment. In the beginning, according to science, there was a Big Bang. And then we got created. And most of the universe is empty, horrible, chaotic, noisy, unlivable, God, awful, hell almost existence. We could never live there. But we're in this little tiny corner of space. We got everything all nicely wrapped up here. And it's very insecure once we get outside of our little corner of space. But where we are, everything is okay. And so what do? Well, first of all, we get scared out of our wits. Why? Because everything out there is hostile. Not going to get me. The ooga boogas are all there. So we want to try to escape all that ooga booganess. And so we try to figure out how we can secure ourselves. We want to make sure everything is secure as possible. So millions of years of evolution, we've become very security conscious. We've tried to make a world in which we are as secure as possible. Paradoxically, of course, we may make a world where some of us get very secure while the rest of us are starving or living in poverty. But forget those guys. So here we are. You know, this is how we kind of think. This comes about from this feeling that we're just a random fluctuation that happens to have enough order going for it that we can finally find how to make ourselves more secure. So we discover laws which we can grab hold of that determine how we should behave and determine how things do behave and make us feel that if we could understand the laws, we can understand ourselves and therefore everything's going to be okay. However, that doesn't seem to be the way it's working at all. That those pictures are all old pictures and they don't seem to work because there's something inherently, I mean, really inherent in the universe, something that's inherently indeterminate about everything in life, something that we cannot grab hold of. We can't actually predict anything with absolute accuracy. So accidents happen. Things that we want to control, suddenly it doesn't happen that way. It slides off to the corner, and we're supposed to go this way. We train to be maybe very good at something, and we learn to master something very well, and if we have an accident, boy, we really fall flat on our face. When great athletes have accidents, they really have bad accidents. They really get injured very badly. So, you know, all that kind of stuff tells us we can't control. We just don't have absolute control over the nature of reality, even though we'd like to. There's an inherent indeterminism and uncertainty. In fact, in quantum physics, we call it the principle of indeterminism, or we also call it the uncertainty principle. Now, when we say something's a principle in physics, we mean a lot more than you might think. We mean that it's an inherent embedding in the very nature of the universe itself, that there be indeterminism, that there be uncertainty, which means that none of us can ever know with certainty what is actually going to happen next. Absolutely. We can modify things, we can nudge things, we can gain some control over some things, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment, what we can control, but the actual outcome of things seems to be something that, you know, still kind of eludes us. Now, this may sound negative, but it turns out that without this, there wouldn't be any universe. Without this, there wouldn't be good nor bad. Without this, there wouldn't be good nor evil. Without this, there wouldn't be good guys, bad guys. Without this, there wouldn't be love and hate. Without this, there wouldn't be respect and good feeling towards fellows and disrespect and bad feelings towards fellows. In other words, what I'm pointing out to you is that uncertainty principle is the principle of drama. Yeah, drama. Your life is dramatic up to the wazoo. You are filled with drama. And if there ain't enough drama in your life already, you're going to find more by watching that soap opera, watching that TV show. You're going to go into that movie. And if that ain't dramatic enough for you, you're going to do something which makes it more dramatic for you. In fact, you are a drama addict. I mean you. I'm talking to you. I know you. Oh, me? What did I do? No, you're a drama addict too. We all are that way. We're built that way. We all had this funny kind of illusion. There used to be a TV show. I think it was called Leave It to Beaver. Remember that one? The ideal mom, the ideal kids, the ideal dad. They were so ideal. Dad was so good and daddy, and mommy was so good, and the kiddies were all so goody-goody. Everybody was goody-two-shoes. I mean, my God, they were the perfect family. Meanwhile, back on the ranch in my family, Dad's yelling at Mom. Mom is spilling something. Bah. Little sister is stinking up the bathroom and blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, life is so... Not on television. Now we have this perfect, wonderful, absolute, wonderful world of the make-believe. And you see, we have this illusion about this absolute, perfect world. But actually, that isn't the way life is working at all. Life doesn't work that way.